Hello and welcome to this week's episode of A Little Wiser. I am here with my friend and producer, Erica Gerard. Hi, Erica.
Hi. Do you want to tell them your name too?
My name is Kimmy Culp, and I am the host of the All the Wiser podcast.
Nicely done.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. We're about to jump on the phone with a very cool, exceptional, and young human being.
This is so great. For those of you who are new to the show, you know, we have a charity component, which has always been a big part of the mission of the show, to give back with every episode. And well, Kimmy, why don't you tell them the backstory to today's guest, Trey Del Grosso?
Yes. So as Erica said, our mission in starting this project was to share 50 inspiring stories while donating $100,000 to worthwhile charities. Our very first interview was with Matt Long, episode one. Go back and listen. Which is crazy. It was the very first interview I did.
Over a year ago. It was last April.
Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago in New York. And Matt Long took his $2,000 contribution through his foundation, the I Will Foundation, and gifted it to Trey. And Trey was in seventh grade. He is living with autism and a number of other medical challenges. And he wanted to start Trey's Two Cents and share his voice and interview people. And so through All the Wiser, through Matt, and then to Trey and his mom, they have launched this podcast. And we're going to talk to Trey about it, which is so cool.
Yeah. And I saw that he even got some media coverage for just being an incredible advocate for kids with autism and really teaching other kids about what it's like to live with autism, to reduce the amount of bullying and stigma they experience.
It's really cool. Yeah.
And how did Matt Long, our first guest, how did he hook up with Trey?
That's a fabulous question that I should know the answer to.
Well, we'll find out today.
We will find out. Okay, well, good. Yeah, so we're just going to jump on with Trey and his mom, Jennifer, and learn more about him and his work.
Hello.
Hi, Trey.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you.
Yes, I'm excited too.
I always ask my guests on our long format episodes, All the Wiser, how they would introduce themselves. And I was wondering, how would you introduce yourself?
Well, can I introduce myself?
Yes.
So my name is Trey Del Grosso. I'm 14 years old. I'm from Swiftwater, Pennsylvania. I'm a public speaker, a podcaster. I run Trey's Two Cents, where I speak about autism, celiac disease, and equine therapy to different groups around my area. Also, I do podcasts, Trey's Two Cents, the podcast that just launched probably a couple months ago. And I'm really excited to see what the future holds for me.
You forgot I have a really cool mom.
Well, yeah, I have a really cool mom, too.
That's a given, right?
Yeah.
And we have something in common. The first guest on my podcast was Matt Long. And the first guest on your podcast was Matt Long, which is how we're talking. How do you know? I should know this, and I do not. How did Matt come into your world?
Well, I have a story. So his wife, Mary, and my mom, Jen, played college basketball together at University of Scranton. And when Mary met Matt and they got married, we just been a close-knit family and we love them. And Matt actually helped me start my podcast through his foundation, the I Will Foundation. And I really thank him for that.
And why did you start the podcast?
To educate people about autism and interviewing other people who have faced challenges in their lives to get them known out there for who they are.
What are the types of stories that you hope to share on the podcast, Trey?
Just very inspiring stories. People who have faced challenges and still manage to be mentors and leaders in their fields of work.
And how many have you done?
I've done one, but I'm working on a second episode.
And what do you wish people knew about living with autism?
Well, I have a mantra. There is nothing wrong with me. It's a mantra that my aide and I came up with at school. And it helps to boost your confidence. And if you repeat it every day, it will boost your confidence. I repeat it every day, and it does boost my confidence. No matter what happens with you, there's nothing wrong with you.
I was listening to your podcast and looking online, and I did not know the term or the word STEM. Can you explain to our audience? Because my guess is a lot of people do not know that word.
So STEM is a word. It means just like what people with autism do to release their energy. So it could be repeating words or lines from phrases or TV shows or movies, jumping, clapping, and squeaking and making noise.
It was so interesting to me, and thank you, because I was almost embarrassed at 43 after being around people living with autism, you know, all these years, that I had not learned that word. So thank you for teaching me something new, Trey.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
You do if you listen to Trey's Two Cents, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes.
I'm curious, because you shared with us at the beginning about equine therapy. Can you explain that and what role that plays in your life and your healing?
So equine therapy is a therapeutic horseback riding for people with disabilities, and it helps them to develop strength in their muscles and to bond mentally with the horses. I've done it for probably 3 years, and then I stopped. Now I do regular horseback riding.
What has been your great takeaway about overcoming challenges and adversity? What have you learned?
My greatest takeaway is be thankful for who you have to help you. I would be in a much different situation than now if I had no one to help me. So always be thankful for who you have to help.
And what are some of the reactions you get when you speak in front of people and share your story and your message?
I've got multiple reactions. People are emotional. They say, your story is so inspiring. Other families have reached out to us who have newly diagnosed children with autism, and we have helped them out navigating the world with autism.
And will you share sort of the backstory on you beginning this path of Trey's Two Cents and speaking openly about your story and your experience, how that came to be?
Yeah. So when I was in sixth grade, I would stim, jump, clap, and squeak. And my classmates would stare and make mean comments. And that didn't make me feel good. So when I, my developmental doctor said, well, why don't you create an autism presentation to explain to your classmates what you go through on a day-to-day basis? And with two wonderful teachers, they helped me create it. I gave it, and my classmates were so interested and receptive. They asked questions and shared their own stories. And when I started Trey's Two Cents, I thought I was only going to do two presentations, but people started contacting me and saying, hey, can Trey come speak here? Can Trey come speak here? And I was like, you know what? Let's try it out. And now I'm a famous public speaker.
How has it shifted the way you view yourself, or what power, I guess, have you found in speaking openly and honestly to strangers?
I felt like an advocate. I feel that I should advocate for everyone, no matter what their challenges are, because people have advocated for me. And I wanted to give back to advocate for them.
And when was the light bulb moment that you wanted to turn this work into a podcast?
Well, my uncle Matt said, my foundation could help you start a podcast. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So I decided to do it and we got up and running. And now we're podcasting.
You're a podcaster.
Yeah.
What is your hope for the podcast? What do you hope that people feel when they listen to you and your interviews, experience?
I hope they feel great and know that they are loved and respected, because everyone, no matter what their challenges are, needs love and respect. And to talk about those challenges makes us feel good.
And when people tune in to Trey's Two Cents, what types of people should they expect to be hearing from?
People who have faced challenges and are mentors and leaders in their fields of work. The next one is going to be Wendy Miller, a family friend of ours, and she performs the art of kintsugi. And kintsugi is a Japanese art that you break a piece of pottery, you glue it back together, and put gold in the middle. And the gold means that we all have cracks and we are high in value.
Where can I buy myself this pot?
It's at Wendy's Loving Reminders.
Wendy's Loving Reminders on Etsy.
Guess who just got a big plug in the show notes? Wendy did. Oh, I love that, Trey. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Well, Trey, what is on the horizon for you? What is your next big dream?
My next big dream is hopefully to become a fire chief when I'm older and continue public speaking and podcasting.
Like our friend Matt Long, who connected us. Thank you, Matt Long. We love you.
Yes, we love you.
All right. Well, Trey, congratulations.
Thank you. Officially becoming
a podcaster.
Thank you.
I know that Trey's Two Cents is going to be a wild success, and I cannot wait to follow your ride. And I am just so grateful to you and your mom for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thank you. We loved it.
Speaking of your mom, absolutely. Speaking of your mom, Jen, I know she's there with you. Can I chat with her real quick?
Yep, for sure. Hi, Kimmy. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah. So, Jen, I just wanted mom to mom. Well, we have never met in person. We did have a phone call with Trey when he was dreaming up his podcast and you guys were looking for advice from a fellow podcaster. And then you followed up and emailed me as his publicist.
And Momager. We call it Momager.
Just seeing you interviewed online. He is an extraordinary kid. Well done, mom. And extraordinary kids often come from extraordinary moms. So I just wanted to give you a shout out in this episode as well.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, be well, you guys. And thank you so much. We're really excited for all our listeners to tune in and for myself to be receiving a pot from Wendy.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Kimmy.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed our conversation with Trey. And we will, of course, include links to check out Trey's Two Cents in the show notes. And hope you guys will take a listen. And while you are at it, we hope you will, if you are so moved, rate and review All the Wiser and A Little Wiser. It makes a huge difference. It's not unlike shopping on Amazon. You read the reviews and make choices. It's true. There's a reason that everyone asks. It makes a really big difference in people deciding to listen to our podcast for the first time. So if you like what we're up to, we hope you will give us a shout out.
Yes. And I want to thank Nick Spring, who left us a beautiful review. And I'm going to read it to you, Kimmy, because it was very sweet. It said they gave us 5 stars and it says cozy and smart. This is just what we need in the time of COVID. I felt like I was wrapped in my cozy blanket and listening to my smartest girlfriends discuss fascinating content. My first episode, I walked 3 miles while listening and going back out there today to listen to the next.
We love you, Nick. We want to social distance hug you. Erica, that melts my heart to know that people are finding and connecting with us in that way.
Yes. Doesn't it just give you a boost to keep on working, Kimmy?
Yes. Keep on working. It absolutely does. All right. Well, Erica, thank you again for sharing that with me. And we hope everyone has a good week and cannot wait to bring you a new episode of All the Wiser next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Great.
Great.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.